Okay, so this is seventh chakra, the crown, the thousand petal flower. So just begin to take a few breaths into your body and into your experience, into your skin. Again, like we always do, coming home into the body. Calling all of yourself here. And as you call yourself here, inviting yourself, beckoning yourself, possibly offering a gift to yourself, notice what happens as you do that. Notice if you sit up taller, or if you feel a twinge in your stomach, or if you notice soul parts coming home, or you see any images or sounds. Just notice and take a few breaths into that experience in your body. And feel free to make a hand motion or say something out loud. Actually, literally, I'm calling myself home to my body. Recognizing that in this world we live in, we can become fragmented. And it's important that every day we are remembering to call our soul parts home and any places we've abandoned throughout the day. Creating more space to fully show up in our skin. And I'm seeing lots of images as we're doing that. Fire and little girls and bubbles and skin pieces and snake. So just taking a few more breaths into that. And then as you're breathing, breathing all the way down into your feet. And if you can, touch the earth. Remembering and recognizing that a huge... I can't say peace because it's the wholeness of who we are, that we bring this expanded knowing and interdimensional connection into the 3D world, into our bodies, onto the earth. Without that, it diffuses. It has much less purpose and meaning and impact than when we actually bring it all the way down to the earth energy. Really as if we are conduits of this expansive cosmic intelligence onto this really ancestral wisdom that we walk upon, wisdom and bounty. So take a few breaths, just connecting yourself to the earth, and noticing as you do that how actually quickly you can connect to the earth. And you may even inhale, and as you're exhaling, say earth out loud. Again, touching the earth if you can, and feeling that texture, feeling that sensation underneath you. And a few more breaths into your skin, into your body, into your experience, noticing what it feels like to be grounded. And then bringing your awareness into the heart. And bringing your awareness into actually the navel point, into the will center. Many are saying that now we are interconnecting with the universe through this universal umbilical cord. So just take a few breaths into that belly button space, that personal power space. Breathing long and deep. As you inhale, pushing out the belly and then lifting up the heart. And as you exhale, sinking down the chest and pulling back the navel point. And then again, breathing into the belly. And as you exhale, and you're going to do this for a few rounds, inhaling into the belly, and then exhaling out through the top of the head, reversing the energy flow. Into the belly, out, expanding through the top of the head. And do that about 10 or 12 times, noticing your experience of what happens to your pineal gland, your crown, the top of your head, your mind as you do that. Inhaling and exhaling out through the crown. And as you're inhaling into the navel point, recognizing and also inhaling into the heart, recognizing that you're inhaling, activating your own power, your own knowing, as well as receiving information and exhaling out the crown. And now taking a few deep breaths down into the chakra, and imagine that there's some type of an earth element in your chakra, your lower chakra, and maybe a rock or a crystal, something solid, appearingly solid. And wrapping a cord around it and noticing what that cord is. Maybe wire, it may be hemp, it may be crystal, it may be light. And with your next few breaths in your mind's eye, breathe into that base chakra and exhale out the top of your head. Again, into the base, out of the top. Again, into the base and exhaling out of the top of the head. And with this next breath, imagine through your mind's eye that you are expanding out, opening through your crown, and noticing what color that is. Noticing if you can see the petals of the flower. Noticing if there's a ring of fire or light. Noticing the image that comes of the portal of your crown. And allow yourself for a moment to really intimately connect with what that portal is and how it is showing itself to you in this moment. Notice if it's bringing sensations, visuals, if it's expanding or contracting. And with your next few breaths, allowing yourself to move with your mind's eye through that portal, expanding out into the universe. And notice what your own process is going to be with this journey. You may begin to still rooted in the first chakra. You may begin to expand through the sky and through the earth, or you may immediately find yourself surrounded by stars and planets. Take a moment here, breathing into how your own soul is guiding you to move from the threshold of your crown cosmic gate out into the expansive universe, and notice what happens, gathering information as you go. Continuing to breathe as you do this. Everything that's coming forward is going to be valuable information for your experience. And allow yourself as you do this to continue to move higher and higher through space. Notice where you can go to. Notice how far you can expand and where your soul is wanting to bring you. There's no right answer here. And keep breathing and expanding yourself, noticing that you can breathe all the way down into your base chakra and experience your body in the 3D world, as well as experiencing yourself expanding through the threshold out into the universe. And if you're still in the Earth's atmosphere, it's okay. It's actually perfect. So a few more breaths of expansion, expanding and expanding and expanding, until you find yourself in a place where there's a bit of a pull on your cord. And interestingly, it's wanting to be called the umbilical cord. That umbilical cord to the earth, to your 3D body. Without that, this really doesn't have any meaning or purpose. And once you feel that pull, allow yourself to be suspended in space. And notice, opening both of your eyes in your imagination and your third eye, what you see around you. What are you surrounded by? Is it pink light? Is it gases? Is it fire? Is it stars and planets? Noticing. Allowing yourself to breathe in that experience. Perhaps it's in the middle of the sky of this planet. And with your next few breaths, allow yourself to begin to receive from all directions. Perhaps that receiving is from stars. Perhaps it's from beings. They're coming close. And just notice the experience of receiving as deeply as you can into your cellular body, into your telomeres, those antennae, the base of your DNA. Breathing long and deep. Deepening your capacity to receive, to charge up. And notice if your mind is trying to think. And allow yourself to drop into your body and your energy field. This is beyond the mind. allowing yourself to drink in whatever cosmic information and intelligence is coming into your body. Is it in light form? Is it sound? And you can always pause this if you're listening to the recording later and really, really expand in this part of deeply, deeply, deeply receiving. Receiving so deep inside yourself that you can't help but expand. And with your next few breaths, begin to invite and call forward any beings of support that are here for you. Notice that they may have already been here. You may already be receiving from them. And notice what comes into form with this invitation. And notice it may not be what you think or expect. And I'm also going to ask all of these beings of support that if you're in any way wearing some kind of a cloak or a mask for integration purposes, that can be taken off so that it can be fully received. And I'm also going to ask all of you to allow yourself to any veils, any guards, any stories, just for now, put down those inhibitions and allow yourself to connect deeply with the cosmic forces that are here to support you. And breathe into that, whatever that is for you. You are getting innate, powerful clues of how you uniquely communicate with the universe and your guides and your own knowing and the earth. So again, taking some breaths and allowing yourself to receive. And notice what's coming forward. There may be some gifts being given. There may be guides putting their hands on your heart, supercharging you. There may be forces of light coming into you. It's going to be unique for everyone. So take a few minutes here and really deeply experience what's showing up. And notice what comes up in your body as you do this. And again, if you're listening to the recording, you can pause this and deepen into this. And all of those of you live on the call, you can also, again, do this at any point. And now, taking a moment of gratitude from your energy body, from your heart, not from your mind, not from your words, and breathing deeply and exhaling gratitude, energy, and giving. You've received so deeply that you begin to expand out and supercharge all around you. Any beings, it may even be beyond the word beings, sending out your activation, your vibration, your knowing, your presence, claiming your space here and your commitment to give from this place of your unique contribution and expanding that out. Perhaps it's in colors or light or crystals. Perhaps there's information about how you're going to give showing up. I'm getting all kinds of images right now, lightning and rabbits and question marks and cosmic numbers, just expanding out through your body and noticing that unique expression. And again, you can pause it here and you can really savor inside of this receiving so deeply that you expand. And you recognize that this is something that must be done, this giving, this expansion, this activation of the universe from you. And with your next few breaths, I want you to notice that cord is pulling a little bit and there's energy rising up all the way from the earth, from that grounded cord in your sacrum. And notice what that energy feels like and allow it to come through that cord. Again, use your mind's eye and your imagination. For some of you, that will be easier than others, and it's going to look different for everyone. Bringing that up, allowing yourself to receive that and expand that out into the universe. The earth, this powerful ancient being of wisdom and abundance, is bringing information through you, information, gratitude, codes, connection, gifts, requests, through you out into the universe. Allowing that. Allowing yourself to be this conduit of electric energy. Taking some breaths of that. And then taking a few moments here to allow both the universe and the earth to communicate through you. Receiving and giving. being in the wholeness of that activation, and notice what is happening in your energy body as you do that, this reciprocal flow. And with your next few breaths, again, feeling that cord connected to your base, breathing into the heart, breathing into the umbilical cord, the will center, the third chakra, reminding yourself and all of the connection that is happening here that this is an intergalactic, interdimensional, intercosmic, inter-earth connection that continues. And for now, we bring this journey back into our bodies. So give thanks in whatever way you choose, and give commitments in any way you choose, and receive and give gifts in any way you choose. And then allow yourself to begin to drift back down, and taking a few moments and breaths of this, perhaps moving through the universe, through planets, through dimensions, or perhaps just through the clouds and the trees, and allowing yourself to land back in your body. Some of you may need to take a little bit longer than others, breathing deeply. Also noticing what comes up for you inside of this returning. Some of you may have experienced a home feeling that feels challenging to let go of, or feels joyful to remember. Just notice the emotions that are also coming up inside of this experience, and allow yourself to arrive all the way back into your body, breathing deeply into the sacrum, into your legs and your feet, touching the earth if you can, feeling that earth element that you tied a cord around in your sacrum, breathing into your knees and your hips, breathing into your heart, breathing into the earth, breathing into your own skin, breathing into your body as an expression of both the earth and the cosmos, knowing that you are made up of the same substance of both. Breathing into your arms and your fingers and your throat and your eyes and your third eye and your head. And your next few breaths, inhaling into the crown, exhaling down into the earth. As you circulate this into the crown, all the way down into the earth, to the heart, into the earth, into the umbilical cord, into the earth, grounding yourself, feeling yourself in your skin, in your body, settling in, welcoming yourself home again, and now taking a moment, noticing what this experience feels like for you. What does it feel like now to be in your skin, somatically? Is it tingly? Is it expansive? Do you feel more home? Is there a place that you feel you've returned or abandoned? Just notice what you feel like in your skin. And a few more deep breaths. Again, arriving. And opening your eyes in your 3D world, looking around you, noticing what is around you. And for just a moment here, I want you to look around and notice what you see that is square. Take a few breaths, noticing around you. What do you see that's the shape of a square or a rectangle that has hard angles? And then notice around you what you see that is circular, that has roundness. And a couple more breaths into your body. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful work.